There we go. Hello. Welcome. It's a half show today, as it's Friday. And, not really just because it's Friday. Thursdays are my drinking nights, and I've tried to cut back on my drinking, but for whatever reason, when I cut back, then the day that I do drink, I overdo it. So, that was the case today. I stayed out too late. Then I woke up, had to rush to work. But such is life. People continue to annoy me at work, so I can't escape that just yet. But I'm trying to process it, not let it go too bad. You're listening to a news show, but I'm making my way across the roof to the shady spot so that we can talk about news. It's a 1915 UTC here on August the 11th, 2023. And, hooray. It's 38 degrees right now. High'll be 40. So we got a few more degrees to go before it's all over. I'm very sleepy. Alright, made it to the shady spot. So now I'll tell you. If you want to hang out and talk during the show, you can do that by just jumping into comm. All you gotta do is SSH over to sdf.org, and then from there, launch comm, C-O-M. Press enter, you type G for go to, then type anon radio, all lowercase, all one word. Boom. That will get you where you want to go. Oops, I accidentally connected to the meta ray. My bad. One sec. Calm. You can also chat on XMPP. All you gotta do is connect to a Jabber service, XMPP service, and then you can find us at Anon Radio at conference.jabber.sdf.org. Let's see what we got happening here. The crew has assembled. Dubious Goals Committee coming up in 13, 14 minutes from now. But we got Claudio M in the house celebrating Friday. Quentin, X1. Ratsu, Handy C, oh yeah, everybody here, come check out, check out Calm, Commode Chat, then you know you want to, get that K-shell on, oh man, I'm struggling, but we're gonna make it. We are going to make it. Let's talk about news. I'll just go ahead and fire it up. There were a few, indeed, there was some death and destruction. You may remember yesterday, we were talking about wildfires in Hawaii. They are still going strong. Lots of people dead. So we won't rehash that, really. Seems like a lot of people are having a hard time. I don't know. I'm really confused and conflicted. I don't know enough about Hawaii. But I feel I got strong feelings, even though I don't have the knowledge to back up my strong feelings, so I gotta try and figure that out. Balance the two. Temper it. Anyway, let's go over here to our bookmarks menu and go over to August 11th. At least 23 Rohingya refugees are dead and 30 are missing after their boat sank. The bodies of 23 Rohingyas, who were fleeing Myanmar's state, have been recovered after their boat sank. 30 others are still missing, while 8 people are reported to have survived the incident. The survivors said they were trying to reach Malaysia when their boat carrying more than 50 passengers foundered and was abandoned by its crew on Sunday. Every year, thousands of Rohingyas attempt the perilous sea journey to Malaysia or in Indonesia. They are escaping persecution in Myanmar and overcrowded refugee camps in Bangladesh. Those who died this week include 13 women and 10 men. Rohingya Muslims, all of them, were the ones who died. The Muslim Rohingyas are an ethnic minority in predominantly Buddhist Myanmar. Many of them fled to Bangladesh in 2017 to escape a campaign of what the UN has described as a possible genocide. Those remaining in Myanmar, too, have been trying to flee since the military coup in 2021. So, yeah. It's one of those things. It's like, oh, yeah, there's a genocide happening over there. Oh, yeah, neither of those countries have a resource that the United States or the Western European countries really want or need. Okay, well, I guess we'll let them just keep on going. We'll turn a blind eye. Northern China is being hit with more floods as well. 16 people are missing as severe floods brought by the remains of Typhoon Doksuri wreak havoc in China's north. Severe floods in China's northern province of Hebei, brought by remnants of typhoon, killed at least 29 people and caused billions of dollars in economic losses. State media reported on Friday that the rescue crews are still trying to find 16 people missing in the storm that has brought on the most severe rainfall since records began 140 years ago. So, pretty sad. Lots of people dying and drowning. It's one thing to drown in the open ocean. It's another thing to drown in, like, a sea of mud or something. Speaking of drowning in a sea of mud, as Louisiana's coast washes away, the dead are the first to go. Down in Cameron Parish, a storm-racked region low on the coast on the Gulf of Mexico, Patrick Herbert has a talent for finding the dead. Since 2005, he has found hundreds of lost caskets stuck on levees and fences, tangled in brush or half-buried in the marsh mud. He pulls them out of shallow lakes, drags them off dikes, and tows them to dry land along shipping channels. It happens every time a hurricane hits this corner of southwestern Louisiana. The force of the storm surge, racing inland, rips the doors off mausoleums, tears vaults out of the soft ground, and floats caskets away in the marsh. Sometimes, he says, they travel for miles. He's a marshland contractor, sits clicking around. He reads the territory with an expert eye, pointing out low piles of earth that can become debris backstops and casket collection points. Let's see. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I was just looking to see if there's any more news. No telling why this is news now, but hey, that was a breaking story on Al Jazeera, and I thought it was kind of wild. This has happened just here near me in Elgin, Texas. They have some good sausage. If you go up to Elgin, the local meat market, in the Elgin meat market, they do great beef sausage and beef pork blended sausages. Real good. Anyway, police are investigating after three people and a dog were found dead in a hole containing highly toxic gas in a private cornfield north of Elgin, Texas, in the early hours of Wednesday morning. Speaking at a press conference on Thursday, Bastrop County Sheriff Maurice Cook named the victims as Delvis Garcia, Denise Martinez, and Noel Vigil Benitez, 45, and explained that they were all from Florida and visiting a friend living in Red Rock for a hunting expedition. Sheriff Cook said the quartet had set out hog hunting by truck late on Tuesday night when one of the dogs seemingly leaped out of the vehicle, raced off, and plummeted into an open cistern in the middle of the field. One of the visiting Floridians climbed into the cistern, essentially a buried tank intended to catch rainwater to retrieve the animal, got into difficulties, and was followed by their two companions, who unsuccessfully attempted a rescue effort. Police were called to the scene around 1:02 a.m. by the fourth member of the party and found the three individuals and the dog dead in the water at the base of the tank, and realized that it contained hydrogen sulfide gas, which inhibits respiration and is fatal to humans. The gas is produced naturally from the microbial breakdown of organic matter when oxygen is absent and is often found in swamps, sewers, and wells. So, yeah, there's a lot of cisterns buried out here all over Texas. It's a great way to catch water, and then also you catch the water and then keep it underground where it'll stay cool. Those are all good reasons to have one. So, anyhow, they fell in a cistern and died. A small drone was deployed inside the cistern to check the integrity of the walls before people jumped down there. Hey, that wasn't Harley guy or White Shadow guy. That was... Oh, the light turned green, so I missed him. Well, White Harley guy was not here, but now, oh, we got a new one. This is a GSXR. This is a, oh man, that was a shirtless black man with a helmet on a black GSXR. I don't know what to call that one. I think I'll call it the black GSXR. Okay. We'll see. A lot of them are blacks, the black GSXRs. They're either black or brilliant green, neon green. Anyway, motorcycles, they're fun. Man, the sky is wildly blue. It's just so big and blue. I really wish that I could turn off my brain's detection of the floaties in my eyes. I went to the eye doctor. Was like, yeah, I'm disrupted. You know, all these floating things in my eyes. It really is disrupting my view. And he's like, he looked in my eyes. He's like, yeah, I can see them. There's nothing we can do about it. Doesn't look like anything bad's going on. I need to schedule a follow-up. He said usually within 90 days of when you notice it, you should have a follow-up just to make sure nothing's getting any worse. So I'll dilate my eyes again and see what happened. Fortunately, I have pictures from when they dilated my eyes, so I won't forget. Oh man, sorry, I'm kind of all over the place. There's some cool news and not cool news. I'll just run through it with you real quick. In San Francisco, you know those robo-taxis that I kind of hate and people love them or hate them. Well, San Francisco has passed a resolution to allow them to operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you go to San Francisco now, any day of the week, you can be run over by one of these autonomous vehicles. Good luck if you are hit by one of them, or they somehow inconvenience you. They're backed by powerful corporations, and good luck getting anything out of them. Sweden beat Japan in the Women's World Cup, so they're going to face off against Spain. In Niger, there are two power plant projects, and they were rather interesting. Let's check in on comm real quick. Yeah, I do. Claudium, that was the question. That's why when I went there, I was like, let's see. So let's see what we got here. Oh my gosh. Sorry, yeah. Elgin? I guess it's hard to say. It's strange to hear. Man, comm is a fun adventure. A soft G in Elgin would be very odd to hear. Elgin? That would be like Dijin. Yeah. Yeah, I know, Claudium. That's what the fear was. So I went there and had him check it out. Yep, Zero Hoff, the Z-Man, knows what's up. August 16th. All right, cool. Sorry, I got an invite for work. Calm is a hole with no bottom. We've got about 2 minutes to go, so let me give you the rest of the headlines real quick. COVID-19 cases are up 80% globally. Buy some masks just in case, I guess is what I'd say. In Nigeria, there were two power plant projects. One is a nuclear plant, and one's a hydroelectric power plant. And guess which one is stalled because of political problems? That's right. They're saying they're going to go ahead with the nuclear plant. They say, oh, we've got this. There's no danger. We're going to keep building on this nuclear plant. The hydroelectric plant, they're like, oh, it's a little too dangerous. We're going to wait. So I thought that was kind of funny. Zaporizhia 4 has been taken out of hot shutdown because of a water leak. This is a cool one. Feral donkeys are digging wells in deserts and helping revive them. In the heart of the world's desert, some of the most expansive places left on Earth, herds of feral donkeys and horses are digging wells. You could call them assholes. And there's just a fun story about that. But yeah, donkeys are running around, even in Australia, in the desert, and anywhere there's wild herds of donkeys, they're digging up wells. and wildlife comes along and they all share this well. So that's something to know about. If you got a donkey, they might dig a well for you. Anyway, please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee all this weekend. And I'll be back on Monday, hopefully more put together. As Z-Man mentions, Niger has uranium ore, which is going to be an interesting problem for us to deal with later. Ooh, man. Dubious.
7, 6.